What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
JT Sanders, the tight end. Third and goal. Pocket collapsing. Young Rowland directing traffic. Throws to Coker for a Carolina touchdown.
Bills go to Carolina this year. We're going to do 14 teams in 14 days, checking in with each of the Bills' opponents along the way. 14 teams, 14 days, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown... Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles at Northtown. Northtown Automotive. 14 teams, 14 days. Up next, the Carolina Panthers. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Darren Gant, who is covers the Panthers for Panthers.com. Darren, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thank you for taking some time today.
Absolutely. How you doing, fellas?
Doing good. My first question on the Panthers, I imagine this is something that you'd get a lot from people on the outside looking in, is how stark was the switch from Bryce Young looks like there's not much going on there to, oh, okay, never mind. Resume course, number one overall pick, maybe this thing could work out. Was it as drastic as it seemed from the outside looking in?
To put it briefly, yes, it was that stark. I mean, what we saw the first two games, he didn't look like a guy who was a first-round pick or, you know, even a starting quarterback in the NFL. But when he came back, he was playing really well. I mean, second half of the year, Bryce was a perfectly competent to good NFL quarterback out there. And, you know, I think they changed some things. They started changing the way they used him. They put him in some advantageous positions. They began that in the offseason. He didn't take advantage of it early, but they began that in the offseason by spending $150 million on guards. And that took them from an offensive line that gave up 65 sacks the year before to 36 last year. And the difference was pretty immediate. And Bryce was good the second half. It wasn't good with qualifiers. It wasn't good, but it was just good the second half. I mean, that game, what was it, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions the last three. That last game against Michael Penix and the Falcons was pretty phenomenal, two young quarterbacks going at it. And I think it's worth remembering that when I say two young quarterbacks, Bryce is the younger one of the two, even though Penix was a rookie.
Yeah. There was a lot of pressure also around, like, the draft class itself. It goes Young and then Stroud. And, you know, I wonder how much that kind of weighed on anybody there. Like, Stroud had a really great rookie season. It ends up looking like, well, you made the wrong pick. And that feels like, Darren, that kind of pressure, even if Bryce Young's not saying he's feeling it, it's almost kind of really impossible to ignore.
Well, I mean, those two guys are friends. So, I mean, the idea that there's any kind of tension in the dynamic between them or anything, that's not real. I mean, the reality is, if you would have asked 30 other general managers prior to that draft, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, the answer was universally Bryce Young. I think because of the way things played out, there's been some revisionist history. But realistically, if the Houston Texans, I mean, that's been reported out well by my old friend John McClain down in Houston. If the Texans had picked first, they were taking Bryce, and then C.J. would have landed in Charlotte, and C.J. Stroud would have landed in a Charlotte that didn't work out because Frank Reich and that staff that he put together just never made it through the first season. And, you know, the situation is everything, and that's why they've done such an intentional job of putting pieces around Bryce. I mean, not just those offensive linemen. You spend a couple of first-round picks on wide receivers in XL, Xavier Leggett and Teteroa McMillan, and they think they've got something going on offense. You've got a couple of thousand-yard backs in Chuba Hubbard, Rico Dowdle. You know, they've created the conditions for any quarterback to succeed, and so far Bryce has succeeded in the time he's been in there with those guys.
Would you expect, you mentioned McMillan, he goes eighth overall, would you expect him right out of the gates as a rookie to be what they drafted him for, which is to help propel Bryce Young to another level?
Well, I think he's got the opportunity. He's got, I mean, listen, this guy's got pterodactyl wingspan. He's got long arms. He can go get it. He makes these very casual one-handed catches just when he's screwing around in warm-ups. You know, he's just goofing around, and all of a sudden balls stop flying when they get near him because he's just plucking them out of the air one-handed. He's got that opportunity, but again, it's a really deep group when you look at there's still an Adam Thielen around, and that's a guy capable of being a high-volume wide receiver. You know, XL has done a lot of work this offseason. He was, you know, maybe best known late in the year outside of Charlotte for that drop in Philadelphia late in the game that kept them from beating the Eagles, and those guys were okay. So I think he's done a lot of work. You know, he became a devotee of the jugs machine. He was spending the entire offseason catching balls. So they've got a bunch of targets, and I think the Panthers are always – you know, Bryce, when he was coming out of college at Alabama, was known as that spread it around guy, not just a lock into one receiver. And he certainly got the cast around him to be able to do that here.
Darren Kent, Panthers.com. What's a good season for Carolina this year?
Improvement is a good season for the Carolina Panthers. They went from 2 wins to 5 last year. If you go from 5 to 7 or 8 and get better on the other side of the ball, I think you can call that a reasonably successful season. It's been a tough go for the last few years, partially because they hadn't settled on a course. There was a lot of change in quarterbacks. I mean, keep in mind, this is the Carolina Panthers team that started Teddy Bridgewater, then Sam Darnold, then Baker Mayfield before they ever got to Bryce Young. So there's been a lot of instability. They've settled in on a group now. This is the first time since 2019, believe it or not, that the same GM, head coach, and quarterback have gone into 2 seasons in a row. So they have settled into this course. They're going to continue to develop these guys, and we'll see what happens. They did a lot of work. You know, a year ago, all the work was done investing in that offensive line. This offseason, it was fixing the defense, and they went out and spent heavily on guys at every level of the defense. You know, 5 free agents who are going to be regulars came in on the first day, two pass rushers in the second and third round. So, yeah, they've been intentional about the work, and I just think they need to continue that kind of steady progress to make this thing sustainable for the long haul.
I saw them mentioned in a report the other day about Trey Hendrickson. Those guys so rarely move, the big name contract dispute guys, but should one be moved, would you expect Carolina to still be looking to improve even this late in the offseason?
Yeah, what do you want me to do, the coach speak cliche? You know, you're always looking to improve your roster at every position. I don't know that they're necessarily in that kind of realm. I don't know that Trey Hendrickson's going to get moved. One of the things that's funny to me is somebody who's done this, you know, grew up in newspapers and been doing this for a long time. We've now created an economy where people just make stuff up. And we do hypothetical trades all the time. And a lot of this stuff never comes to fruition. But it makes for good content, I guess, from April through August. So it keeps a lot of people employed. And I would never do anything to diminish the economy.
We do need it. We need these trades. We need potential trades this time of year. Darren Kent on the Carolina Panthers, Panthers.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
As the Bills will make a trip to Carolina for the first time in a long time, and that means...
Oh, give me a break.
What?
People from Buffalo are making the trip to Charlotte every day. I can't swing
that's
a dead
true.
Cat in this town without hitting a Bills sticker on the back of the car.
That's what I was going to say. Like, are there a lot of takeovers there in Carolina? Because I would imagine that Bills fans are ready to take over, and I think I've even gotten reports that tickets are very expensive for this game just because it's not exactly a regular occurrence going down there.
Well, and also, it's going to be a beautiful fall afternoon in Charlotte,
right.
North Carolina, the center of the universe. That's why you people keep coming here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's great. We love our friends in Buffalo, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, and so many of our old friends end up there. It's kind of a reverse migration in terms of football, but no, it's always interesting. I mean, the Bills fans are passionate. They're on a hot streak right now, so they deserve it.
Yeah.
I love Charlotte, North Carolina. This is home. And I understand why so many people want to come here.
All right, Darren Gant. We'll talk maybe closer to the game, and best of luck to the Panthers this season. Thanks, Darren.
Yep, sounds good. See y'all.
All right, Darren Gant, Panthers.com. Bills and Carolina. Last time Carolina was good. Cam Newton, that's right.
Got to be Cam Newton.
Can I give you the stat of the day?
Sure. Go ahead.
I got a stat of the day. You already know what it is.
I do, yeah.
Stat of the day. It's kind of found our way to this conversation about the Bills defense. So, stat of the day is powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I would classify this as a stat that I think I knew this, but I didn't know that I knew this until I checked to see that, yeah, that's right. Here it is. Yeah. It's just this. The last Bills Pro Bowler on the defensive line, not all pro, Pro Bowler.
Pro Bowl.
The Bills' last Pro Bowler on the defensive line was Kyle Williams.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
That's kind of wild. For a defensive head coach, a team that I know they have the amazing quarterback and they've had some studs over there, but they've invested a lot in their defensive line over the years. And Vaughn probably does make it if he doesn't get the knee injury in Detroit, but
yeah,
they don't have a single Pro Bowler on their defensive line.
No. And Pro Bowl's not usually that hard to make.
It's not the same as quarterback where 10 guys get invited, but
yeah, Kyle Williams in 2018 is the last.
So they haven't really... And that's a guy that was a holdover from forever. So
yeah.
They've not added a guy that was able to finish the season in the Pro Bowl on the defensive line.
No. No, and I mean, look at the names. I'm looking at a list of like Pro Bowlers since then. So they've had 24 Pro Bowlers since their last Pro Bowl defensive lineman. Some of those are repeat. Like Allen is on here a bunch.
Six times.
But 24 Pro Bowl selections since their last defensive line selection. Roger Saffold made a Pro Bowl, by the way, for the Bills.
All right.
How about that? How many people even remembered him on him being a Bill?
I do.
A full year starting Bill at guard. He's that, like, whenever we go through the guards that they rip through, I never think of him.
Yep.
Dawkins is on here a bunch. Diggs is on here a bunch. Knox is on here. Morse, Milano, Poyer. No defensive linemen. Andre Roberts is on here.
Andre Roberts.
How about that?
Okay. 803-0550.
Ed Oliver hasn't made a Pro Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like
a Pro Bowl?
It's kind of wild. Not one.
I mean, he had a 9.5 sack season.
Leonard Floyd had a great season. Didn't make it.
That's right. Man, if I told you, hey, the Bill... Something about Oliver lately is just getting to me. If I told, I think it is the draft pick, but it's if I told you in 2019 you pick him 9th overall and you're going to be 6 years into this thing and he hasn't made a Pro Bowl, how you feel?
Like
you feel like really? I wouldn't sign up for that.
Yeah, you might. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, that was our 14 teams in 14 days. We're doing another one at 9 o'clock with the Falcons. Bills go to Atlanta for a primetime game, which will be a ton of fun. Bills fans just getting the scouting reports on these teams. You're going to go invade and dominate their fan bases. That's all.
We're going to invade Atlanta?
Yes.
I would like to see the stadium. Like, that stadium would be top five stadiums I'd want to go see.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And the concessions are cheap, which is a nice selling point.
Right.
More of your phone calls, wide open phones for you next. And the Falcons check-in coming up 9 o'clock here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.